Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, good morning, Kiri. I brought my copper seal in George yesterday to see a doctor.
Yes.
I was just curious. His foot, like, it doesn't seem swollen or anything, but he can't actually. I thought, like, yesterday that maybe it, like, was just sore and that's why he was doing it, but it's really frustrating him because he can't actually grip onto the perch. Is that supposed to be so restricted that he can't actually, like, grip onto the perch?
I didn't have anything to do with that bandage. Let me just check. So any toes exposed on that bandage? I just didn't see.
I can see his toes, and his toes look okay. It's just that he can't like with his back sort of toe, he can't like grip onto the perch, and it's like really frustrating him.
Yeah. Okay. And the toes aren't swollen or anything like that.
No, I don't think so. I think his toes are pretty okay. It's just the bandage has like restricted the movement, so he can't grip onto the perch with the two. So that's making him like really like quite upset. And he's still eating though. He still managed to eat.
That's good. Yeah.
And he's using it a little bit. It's just like
potentially the locality of where the actual wound was and where the stitches had to go to where the bandage had to go. I'll just double check with Dr. Brock that he's happy with that.
He does seem to be using it, as I said. It's just that he can't sort of like,
Yeah, he'll be a bit tentative on it. As long as he's got lower perches and everything and he's got like a soft flooring so that if he happens to lose balance, he's not going to hurt himself. That's okay. If you are concerned, even if you can take a photo and email it through to us, just so we can make sure he hasn't picked or anything at the bandage or anything.
He's been trying to get it off because it's like it's frustrating him because he can't like hold on to a perch. You know what I mean? But
Can you? Are you able to take a photo and just email it through to us at all?
I'll try and do that.
Yeah, if you can. It sounds like everything,
is
going
normal.
Okay.
I think it's just me panicking, you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
But his toe actually looks quite good.
Well, that's good, yeah. We didn't want any swelling or anything like that or if he's totally destroyed the bandage or wet it or anything. But, it's going to be a little bit awkward, but hopefully it only stays on for the 7 days, providing he doesn't get it off himself. He's still eating and everything and you're keeping up with pain meds and everything.
I think it's just me panicking, but I think he's okay. Now that I'm like having an extra look at him, it's like, I've been pulling the wool over your eyes. I can use it a little bit.
If he was really upset, he wouldn't be eating. He'd be sitting there pretty depressed and everything. But if he's eating and vocalising and stuff, that is good behaviour.
If you can take a photo and just send it through to us,
that would be good. And we can just have a look and just confirm that it does look okay. It hasn't slipped or anything like that. That will be fine. We'll get back to you once we've had a look at the photo. Do you have an email address?
I think I do.
Yep. Okay. Excellent. Not a problem. Well, we'll wait to see the email, but if obviously we've got any concerns, we'll definitely get back to you one way or the other.
All right. Thank you.
Okay,
he's got an appointment on Saturday anyway, so
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Thanks, doll.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.